everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John Couch. John engineering and producing our show. We welcome you to the Buckmaster program. It is Monday, April the 12th, 2021, in our 11th year on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. 10:30, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. The call letters, KVOI. And of course, we have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Every Monday, we begin with our Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Stop by and saw Moe and his lovely daughter, Corinne. What a team they are over there at Moe's. Located right next door to Copenhagen, and they do just outstanding work over there. They take care of all of your framing needs, and a lot of people doing remodeling during the COVID year. They have some beautiful custom-made mirrors, family-owned and run since 1985, and they do specialize in, of course, framing, the custom mirrors, and art for your walls. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lawn Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Bruce Ash is a big fan of Moe's. Bruce served, 14 years?
Yes, sir.
As the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. He's the host of Inside Track on KVOI, Saturday afternoon at 1. Bruce, how are you?
I'm great. And actually, I just, this past week or so, picked up these pieces that Corinne and Mo did for me. Two of them were my pins, my medals from the four conventions that I participated in. One of the other pieces was the presidential electors certificates, and I had kept the pens, so they mounted the pen in there as well. And then lastly was the sample ballot in 2016. Couldn't find the 2008, but the 2016 ballot where I was a presidential elector. And I just want to tell you guys, I got over 2 million votes that election. So that was pretty good.
Very cool. Don Jorgensen is with us. Dr. Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, how was your weekend? The weather was perfect.
It was perfect. And I had the chance, as a lot of us have now that many have been vaccinated, to catch up with some friends. We do martial arts training, and friends I hadn't seen for, in one case, a year, another case, 8 months. So it was great to get together. As you said, the weather was perfect, and a lot of nice little reunions taking place, I think.
Yeah, we had a nice little reunion with some friends we had not seen in a year, and we got together for breakfast. Had not been to the Cup Cafe down at Hotel Congress. Had a lovely breakfast out on the patio, so it was a great way to start the weekend on Saturday morning. The big news today concerns our own police chief, Christopher Magnus. He's been tapped by the Biden administration to head up Customs and Border Protection. That's basically, he would be heading up the Border Patrol. Bruce, does this seem like an odd or difficult fit ahead?
I'm conflicted myself, personally. On the one hand, I'm hoping that his departure means that we're going to perhaps be able to attract a new police chief who is truly interested in community policing, not just talking about it, and one that is able to lobby the city council to loosen up more funds to hire more officers and give us the sort of protection we need on the streets. On the other hand, I think that he'll probably be confirmed, Bill and Don, but I think there are several questions that are going to come up about his leadership and some of the things that happened while he was a police chief here in Southern Arizona.
And going back perhaps to the Bay Area, Richmond. Richmond, California. He was pretty outspoken, even in Richmond, as being... I think he was holding a Black Lives Matter sign at a protest in Richmond, and that went viral. But anyway, Don, some of your thoughts on this. Did this come as kind of a surprise, didn't it?
Well, it did come as a surprise. None of us had heard any inklings of that. And I think it's fair to say there should be questions in looking at any nominee and their background and make sure they're the right fit for it. He is known as a progressive, reform-minded police chief. He made reforms when he came to Tucson. There are a lot done and a lot not done. I think there's realistic questions about what happened here in terms of having adequate funding and making more of the changes that were needed. When you have both sides unsure, unhappy about things, sometimes that's not all bad. That means he was perhaps doing the right thing. It sometimes upset one side and another. As we were saying before we got on the air, I think the East Coast view of it, or the Washington view of it, is the fact that they're getting a police chief from a Southwest city that is familiar with the immigration issues, familiar with the need for an effective relationship between Customs and Border Protection, the Border Patrol, and Southwestern communities and cities in dealing with the immigration challenges from a realistic perspective, and not just from the perspective of these politicians that, you know, fly in from the Midwest or the East and think that, you know, doing a photo op means they understand anything. In this case, we have a someone going to that position that has firsthand experience with it. I think what the Biden administration is also looking for is an outsider. You know, they did not promote from within. I think they want someone who can come in with that perspective and continue or increase the reforms, make the reforms that are needed in the Border Patrol and establish some accountability that hasn't been there to, I think, anyone's satisfaction now. So that's the positive view of it. If he does come in, make those reforms, improve the relationships between the Border Patrol and the local police forces and law enforcement, and obviously continue the reforms of a broken immigration system.
And he sees himself, Bruce, as a reformer. And I just don't know how it's going to go over with the Border Patrol union. And Tucson has a stake in that organization.
I think he's exactly the sort of feckless leader that will join up with the president and vice president on their flawed view of immigration and the sort of problems that we currently have. I think that it's safe to say that the Border Patrol rank and file probably aren't going to think any better of him than his own officers here in Tucson, Arizona. Morale at the Tucson Police Department is about as low as it's been in many, many recent decades. And I think that Chief Magnus, besides doing, you know, saying not doing what he says he's going to do, and the errors that he's made, murders are up. There is a sense here in Tucson that the streets are not safe, and the sort of violent acts are occurring in a much wider area of town because there just are not enough cops policing and protecting our citizens here in Tucson, Arizona. And that's exactly the sort of problem that we have on the border with the number of border agents who are transporting detainees, eight people at a time, and who are having to be babysitters and medics and all of the things that you hear about. We have hundreds of thousands of others who are referred to as getaways who are going into other areas to get into this country. And then also the problem with terrorism, drugs, and gun trafficking. These are very serious problems that Chief Magnus will face if and when he is confirmed for this position, Bill and Don.
Which is exactly why you need someone coming in who's reform-minded and progressive, because if you have the same kinds of officers, law enforcement people that have been in the Border Patrol and caused some of these problems, you need to take a look at who you want to keep on duty and who needs to go. And he's coming into a situation where there were identified threats on Facebook from Border Patrol agents toward immigrants and other just horrendous threats against their own administration, as well as the attacks that, if you remember, the men in black Border Patrol folks perpetrated on protesters in Portland and other places. If you remember the black cars and the unmarked police, those are Border Patrol. So if he's coming in and going to lose officers, good, if it's those officers, and complete the kind of reforms that are needed. Bruce is right. There are a lot of problems there. Those problems have been there when you have the Trump administration who cut funding to hire more officers, to force the Border Patrol to act as babysitters. And I think we both agree they shouldn't. That's not their role. That's why the Biden administration is now putting funding into Health and Human Services to take over that responsibility so that we no longer have parents and children separated at the border. And so we hope to see those kinds of reforms once Chris Magnus is, as we assume he will be, approved.
Bruce, hold your thought. We're going to pause right here to talk about Mona's Danish Bakery. By the way, the Help Wanted sign is out at Mona's, and I can see what this would be a great opportunity to work at a great place. So Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now. They are the home of the Danish Kringle, open for lunch. They open for breakfast at 6:30, and they've been doing very, very well. The weather's great, and a lot of people want their breakfast at Mona's, and I don't blame them. I'm one of them. You can get your breakfast out on the and have your breakfast out on the patio. It's very pleasant. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is the website. You can phone ahead. You can order ahead your bakery goods. Or do like find out what all the excitement's about and just walk into the bakery. And I think you, if you've not been there, you're going to be very, very surprised when you try that Danish Kringle. We'll be right back on the Monday Political Face-Off.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. And we were talking right before the break about Mona's Danish Bakery and Don Jorgensen, who's with us today, one of our Face-Off commentators, about you had a special time up at Moe's.
We stopped there on Friday.
Mona's.
And I tried their cheese Danish for the first time, and it just melts in your mouth. Their baked goods are so good.
They were
busy. They were doing well.
Yeah,
we get there early Friday morning.
Very busy lately, which is
it's hopping.
Very good news. And, of course, our Green Things Zocalo Village Studios here, and Green Things has been doing very well. Bruce, I know you're a big fan of Green Things over on River Road, and they've had a great spring.
I'll be back seeing them once we move into our new house. The last 2 months have literally been, one packing exercise after another.
Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. And don't forget zocalovillage.com. Some beautiful material, much of it imported. They've got some beautiful mesquite, hand-carved dining room tables. Check that out, zocalovillage.com. Before our break, we were talking about Tucson Police Chief Christopher Magnus has been named by the Biden administration to be heading up Customs and the Border Patrol. He's been named, but that doesn't necessarily mean he will get that. That is an appointment that has to be have congressional approval. Bruce, why do you think that nomination will pass?
Well, because there's more Democrats than likely to vote for him, as well as a few Republicans. Look, I want to make a nonpartisan statement.
Sure.
That'd be an interesting, refreshing change for me, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Let me make a note.
mark it on the tape at 12:22. Bruce Ash made a nonpartisan statement. I was at a AZGOP event last Friday night. Art Del Cueto, who is very outspoken on border issues and is a major figure in the Border Patrol National Officers Program. This is before Chris Magnus, all that. And he was talking about what's happening at the border today, because he's down there all the time. And I was sitting in my chair right in front of him, about 10 or 15 feet away. And I said, Bruce, we have seen this picture in the 1970s, in the 1980s, in the 1990s, 2000, 2010s, and now in the third decade of the 21st century. For whatever reason, this issue, which is as much a human rights issue as it is a sovereignty issue and a law enforcement issue and a public health issue, for whatever reason, both sides, and I am not going to take any criticism away from Republicans, and I'm not throwing any criticism solely at Democrats. We keep talking about the same things, and both sides are so entrenched in what they believe that we don't seem to be able to come up with a solution. The issue isn't much different today in 2021 as it was in 1971.
That's true.
And
it's,
there
it's and, been talked about a long time.
And it is not an electoral strategy. It is a national security strategy. It is a sovereignty strategy. It is a matter of an economic strategy. And both sides have failed. You know, we talked about Chris Magnus and some of his failures as a police chief. Both sides in the Congress, Senate and House, and frankly, a lot of state legislatures as well, have not taken the strong efforts that they needed to try to solve this problem. And it's not just to let everybody in.
And the last time we had real border reform was when, Don Jorgensen?
Well, we had an attempt at it even under the Bush administration, and it was torpedoed by his own party. But I'm not going to get into the party either. What I will do is separate out your comment a little bit, because I think there's agreement, as long as it's clarified, that there are multiple issues. It isn't just one issue. You have the border security issue, folks coming over illegally with drugs or whatever. Then you have the issue of the attempts at legal immigration,
right?
You know, which don't just come over the border. They'll fly in and all that. That's a separate issue. Then you have the refugees who are fleeing Central America in greater numbers now, either because of corruption or violence, or now the impact of climate change, where their livelihoods have been wiped out. And so they see still the United States as the shining example of where to go. Those are some of the root cause issues that also have to be addressed. And what I think we all want to see is a bipartisan approach to dealing with all three issues rationally. But yes, politics get in the way, and as long as they do, and as long as one side wants to see the other side fail, no matter what the consequences, that's not going to happen. But I think if we can separate those three issues, and overriding all of it is the humanitarian aspect of it, because we're seeing families separated and people dying needlessly. But until we're able to separate those and address them rationally, I think we're going to continue to see more of the same.
Well, as I said before, this should not be an election-winning strategy for either party. This is a far more serious problem than anybody can imagine. Living here on the border, okay, and doing business here, as we all have, we see these things up front and personal. And Art Del Cueto talked about meeting a 10-year-old boy who claimed he was from Honduras. And this 10-year-old boy said, "Why the F are you talking to me? Who the F are you? I don't have to talk to you." He said, "Your president invited me into this country, and you can't do anything about it. I am going to go to Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm going to be with my parents. Your president invited us to come here." Whether that's true or not, whether that makes any sense or not, we see the signs of this all through this particular surge crisis that we're in the middle of. Kamala Harris laughs about it. She won't go to the border. The woman who had been charged to take control in this first 100 days and then to take a senior position within the administration quit, because I think she sees it for the problems that it is and knows that there's not real consensus in the administration to positively work towards success. This is something that has to be resolved. This is a matter also, I mean this sincerely, Don and Bill, this is a unification issue for Americans. We need to be unified. This scares the hell out, whether we agree or not, this scares the hell out of a lot of people, not just for their personal security, but for their jobs, because a lot of this, besides the election winning strategy, is about cheap labor. And that is horrific. It's been horrific from day one that we've taken advantage of these people who come here for a lot of different reasons.
They have been taken advantage of, but to say it impacts American labor, again, we know that's a Republican talking point and not always accurate. There are countless anecdotes, as you've thrown out. I can throw out another one from late in the Trump administration, where a mother was fleeing domestic violence. And this was a story also told to a Border Patrol agent, fleeing domestic violence from her husband, who was in the Guatemalan army. He was government. So she took her little girl and they fled to save their own lives to the U.S. They sought protection. They didn't try to come across illegally. They announced themselves. As soon as they arrived, Border Patrol folks took the child and speared her away to Florida. The mother was detained in Texas and didn't get an interview for 2 days. And all the person wrote on their report, official filing, was couldn't communicate with the woman. She wouldn't stop crying. Well, of course not. All she kept asking was, where's my child? Where's my daughter? That's what's going on. And that's the crime that's taking place there, at least the humanitarian crime that's taking place. There does need to be solutions that take in all those aspects. And there does need to be bipartisan recognition rather than continued fear-mongering that's been going on for far too long.
Wasn't there a program that really, was it back in the 50s that there were?
The Bracero program.
Yes. Was it the 50s?
Yeah, it was. It was an Eisenhower initiative. But look, that was a different sort of a time, okay? That's clearly not going to work today. You know, there's sort of an elevated sort of status in terms of entry visas and work permits and so on to allow people in. Those days are over. And we need to gear what our decisions are today with the modern day problems. And they're, I think, a lot of the ones that Don and I have discussed, and they are very, very important. If we don't solve this and come together as a country, we are going to continue to rip ourselves apart.
All right. We're going to have to end it on that note. Don Jorgensen, thank you, Don.
Pleasure.
And Bruce Ash, good to see you as usual.
Thank you, Bill.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, their revamped website looks so good. Check it out. And stop by. They're right next to Copenhagen. Buckmaster continues right after this. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Enjoy the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley. Savor the view while sipping on locally brewed craft beer and enjoying gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, at West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley and on the web at noblehops.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Time for our monthly interview segment featuring our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And today we welcome Sean Herdrick with us. Sean is the Director of Marketing and Communication. Sean, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing real well. Thank you for asking. Your annual Torch Awards celebration. It's your big event of the year for the Better Business Bureau. You had a very innovative online presentation last year responding to the COVID year. How are you doing this year? What are you planning, Sean?
Well, as you know, the Torch Awards presented by South 32 are an important recognition of businesses in our community. It's been a very difficult year, and we want to say thank you to our business community and share our pride and resilience as we start to emerge from the pandemic. We're also really excited to be using audiovisual management here in Tucson to host the awards and maintain safety again this year. The platform we'll use for the event offers a blend of live and video programming and offers groups, companies to host a table, and it offers all of the attendees to network with other guests.
South 32 has been pretty good to you, haven't they?
Oh, we're so happy to have South 32 with us.
They're the title sponsor, right?
Yeah, they've been a huge supporter. And as a matter of fact, they're co-branded with us this year, and it's the Torch Awards presented by South 32, and we're so excited.
What type of business is South 32, Sean?
South 32, they're a mining company worldwide, and they have a project called the Hermosa Project south of Tucson here, and their environmental and their standards are amazing and how they're cleaning that up and getting it prepared to actually get into the mining.
How are the how are you set up this year for interest in this, as far as how many businesses and organizations have you tapped to be finalists this year? And what are some of the areas that they represent? What are some of their of the business sectors represented?
You know, we had over 110 nominations, and out of those,
that many
we did.
Whoa.
It's amazing. The response was great. And now we have 18 finalists that are based in Pima, Cochise, and Santa Cruz counties. The businesses represent a broad base of industries from cleaning services, automotive services, plumbing, air conditioning, and roofing companies. And we also have our nonprofit finalists that are offering the vital services to our communities and for families and individuals. And they've really had an opportunity to shine during this past year.
How is the whole thing set up? How is this program going to be structured?
You know, we're fortunate to have Pat Risner. He's a local CEO of South 32 as a speaker, and they're returning as our title sponsor again. South 32 has been an amazing partner for us, and they're so involved in the community and really being a great steward of their Hermosa project here in South Tucson. Christy Street, co-founder of Nextrio, she's going to be our keynote speaker, and her company Nextrio has been recognized by Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing businesses in the United States, and recently was one of two Arizona-based companies to rank in the top 500 of IT service providers worldwide. She has contributed so much to our local community and has been very active in supporting so many local businesses and nonprofits.
Who's your master of ceremonies?
We're going to have Bobby Rich come back.
Oh, Bobby's great.
Yeah, he's coming back from the drive, and this is the second year he's done it. And he was so great last year, and we're so excited to have him again this year. And you know, if you get a chance to tune in, you'll be able to see him in action, and that's quite quite something to see.
Bobby is a real talent, great entertainer. So how do you purchase tickets to this year's event?
This year, you got to go to our website, bbb.org/Tucson Torch, and then you'll hit the About button to register and purchase tickets. And then after you purchase those tickets, we'll send you a link before the show, and you'll be able to log in on a day of the show and network and see all the wonderful winners.
Sean Herdrick is with us, and Sean is Director of Marketing and Communication. Sean, for our monthly scam alert, the online scams continue to be a huge problem.
They really do. I mean, the everyone's gotten so used to ordering everything online.
Yeah, I want it the next day or even the same day, and they order it online.
It's amazing. I've done the same thing. I order something, and it shows up
at
my doorstep.
Some people order toothpaste. They need some toothpaste. I need a couple of hours to brush my teeth tonight. No, get the toothpaste here.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But with that also comes with a lot of dangers. There's so many websites now and advertising on social media, and you just can't trust where it's coming from all the time. And so you'll order something and they'll never fulfill it. So you end up, you know, trying to get your money back, and it just doesn't work. It's so sad to see that. And our scam tracker has been amazing. I mean, we've been getting so much participation in that and people reporting the scams. I think it used to be people were a little bit embarrassed that they had fallen for a scam, but we're really starting to find that, you know, where people are going to go to look if they're being scammed or not.
What are some simple things, Sean, that could save people a lot of worry and headache when you order online?
I think you always want to really make sure that you know the company that you're dealing with, know the product you're getting. And, you know, if someone's offering you a PlayStation for like $200, that's probably not real, you know?
And then you look at their website and you don't see that S in there for security.
You'll
see a HTTP://, but guess what's missing? The S for security.
That's absolutely true. And there's also a little tiny lock there.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And that is a pretty good sign that you're dealing with a reputable business online.
Is that pet scam still around?
Oh, it is. It is.
How much is the little doggy in the window? This time it's on your computer, the little doggy.
Oh, and it's so sad. And, you know, the pet products as well. You know, there's so many scammers trying to sell you pet products. And oftentimes, again, they just won't sell you anything, or they'll sell it to you, take the money, and you never get anything in return.
How does the scam tracker work? Is it easy to use, Sean?
Absolutely. You just go to our website, bbb.org/scam tracker, and there you'll find a little form to fill out, and you'll fill it all out. And not only are you reporting the scam for yourself, but you're helping others realize when they may be getting scammed.
So many people have been home during the pandemic year. They wanted to turn to the home and home improvements. Can the BBB help in that area, Sean?
Absolutely. What we've found is that the trust factor that we can offer when people search for services or home improvement goods, when you go to our website, there's reviews, there's ratings. They've been through a very strenuous background check to make sure that these businesses are real. So we always suggest looking for that seal.
Cautious of people going door to door and saying, I see something on your roof and I'd sure like to patch it up.
That's exactly right. Hey, I was just in your neighborhood.
Looks like your roof might need some repairs. I could give you a quick estimate. No thanks.
That's exactly right. And then they'll ask you to pay with a gift card.
Oh, boy. All right, Sean, thank you very much. You guys are doing great work over at the BBB, bbb.org. There you go. That will get you the scam tracker. Also, more information about the annual Torch Awards ceremony, and that is coming up when? What's the date on that?
May 6th at 4:30 p.m. Thursday.
All right. And again, it's bbb.org/Tucson Torch for all the information about purchasing tickets and to cheer on this year's Torch Award winners. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. The Buckmaster Show continues in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We'll be right back.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Now open for tourism once again. Folks over there very anxious to welcome you, our Southern Arizona listeners, back to a beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. It's only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. So much to do, including doing some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, which is all greened up for spring, so it's a perfect time of year. For more information on things to do and places to stay, please visit southwestnewmexico.org. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Speaking of the live line, Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and the director of the Planetary Science Institute, based here in Tucson for nearly 50 years, a nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system, is with us on the live line. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Bill. Back, you're glad to be back in town.
Yeah, you've been out of town for a little bit, but you're back and ready to do business with the Planetary Science Institute. But really, you are still doing business. I guess your people can do business anywhere in the world, right? As long as you've got a computer.
Yeah. No, I haven't been away from work. I've just been out of the city. I'm splitting my time between here and California. But
What is this about a helicopter flight on Mars?
Well, I hear that tickets are probably expensive, but no, it's a really cool little project that's just an experiment. The thing's only a few kilograms in mass, a couple of propellers, and it's equivalent of you know, like trying to fly at 100,000 feet or more. But if it works, then it'll be a really neat way of extending our ability to explore planets like Mars or Mars, and that we could have a rover and a scout, you know, to go look ahead. It would be really really something. So that's going to be happening, I think, very soon, this Sunday or something.
I think they were now talking about they're saying no earlier than Wednesday. And of course, this is part of the Ingenuity helicopter.
Ingenuity helicopter Perseverance lander rover.
How is the Perseverance mission going generally, Mark?
So far so good. They're kind of in checkout phase still right now, and they're just taking it easy. They won't have some of the problems that the Curiosity rover had, like wheel problems, and so that's all fixed. And they've got kind of souped up versions of many of the instruments that were on Curiosity, and with like the laser that blast thing, so you can measure the light coming off of the vaporized material and determine what its composition is. But it's going to be an exciting mission because it's landing right in an area where one of our PSI scientists have said that this is a kind of a mud flow, if you will, into a ancient lake, and the mud came from the higher elevations from a very early time on Mars when it was raining mud. Very, very much in the beginning so this is going to give us access to incredibly ancient material.
How many years ago did Mars become what we see of it today? How many, what kind of time frame are we talking about?
I'm talking about stuff that happened over 4 billion years ago.
Yeah, I wondered if it was just around the corner.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a last week in geophysical time, but you know. but it was also a lake area there, and so is that a place where there might have been life at some time in the past? And so I'd be surprised if we see any fish bones, but wouldn't that be cool?
Very cool. Mark Sykes, what do we know about President Biden's choice to lead NASA? I understand he has tapped former United States Senator Bill Nelson. Do you know anything about Senator Nelson?
Bill Nelson, he's one of two senators that flew on the space shuttle.
Really?
Back in the day. The first one was Jay Gardner, and then he flew the last mission of the Columbia. So he was up for 6 days in 1986, and as a payload specialist, he trained up for that. Then 10 days after the end of the mission was when the spacecraft blew up, on the Columbia disaster.
Mm.
So lost a crew. So he's been, in touch with the NASA business for a long time. He's been a proponent of some of the larger projects like the Space Launch System, and which kind of puts them in a little bit of a collision between kind of old space and new space. New space being SpaceX, Blue Origin, these entities that have been developing launch vehicles that are much cheaper than vehicles in the past. And the SLS represents kind of a last gasp of the past effort. It'll be extremely expensive to build and run.
There is a divide right now at NASA. It's the old space versus the new space, old being the well-established aerospace companies such as Lockheed Martin and Boeing, and, of course, the newcomers to the block. And he has traditionally sided, I understand, Senator Nelson, with old space.
Right, but there's a kind of a difference of price tag, and that will ultimately, I think, be the determining factor. But it's also not that clean of a divide because everybody works with everybody else. So SpaceX is working with Lockheed, Boeing is working, I don't know which one they're working with, but these people all work with each other and they form consortia. Like there's different consortias of these new and old space companies working together to propose for the lunar lander contract. But it's the new space involvement is terrific because they've they've brought the innovation to the table, you know, and they've been the drivers of the innovation, which is you're going to make things more practical in the future. But we're still, in terms of the Artemis program, they talk about things, but they're really only budgeting for one mission.
One mission to Mars.
No, to land on the moon.
Oh, to land on the moon. Okay, you said the Artemis.
Yeah, no mission Artemis. To Mars.
No mission to Mars.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So there's no real investment going on at the moment in building up the infrastructure that would be needed to, say, establish a permanently tended base on the moon. You know, because you got to figure out ways to drive those costs down, because it's expensive going to the moon.
Yeah, and then Mars fits in where? How?
In the future with nuclear fusion.
In the future, right.
You know, I mean, Mars, sending a person to Mars and bringing them back is a $1 trillion proposition.
Whoa.
It would be $1 trillion to do this. So it's not happening soon. Now, years ago, PSI and Raytheon Missile Systems developed an architecture for the vision for exploration under George W. Bush. And so we laid out a design for an architecture that would get us to Mars. And the way you make it more cost effective is if you can make use of material in asteroids, in the Martian moons, in the surface of Mars, to generate the fuel to get there and to come back, so that you don't have to haul it all the way around, you know, from Earth or surface of the Earth to Mars and then back again, because your cost kind of goes as the cube of the mass. Now, if you can save, you know, say 10 times the mass you would normally have to cart around, that's a big savings.
Big time.
So
Yeah.
So it's it was a fun exercise to go through, but that was back in 2006, and people didn't listen to us then. I don't think they're listening to us today.
then there's the whole space tourism.
Yes. Now, space tourism is interesting because that is the one area of new business, where these companies like Virgin Galactic, you know, would send people up, and they'd be, you know, on some fairly pricey tickets, but the tickets would make them a profit.
Right.
And so, you know, so that's new business. All the other stuff, space station, going to the moon, that's taxpayer dollars that are paying for that. That's government business. And so that's not really, you know, new stuff. But when companies can make money going into space, and there's I think Bigelow is thinking about opening a hotel up there, you know, with some of their inflatable things. But you know, if there's a market for it, and if you can create a new industry, then yeah, that's where our innovations come from, is creating new products, new industries, and maybe we're going to finally get a this is the real commercial finger hold on space, not NASA paying commercial people to do what they're to just try to lower their price point to put something on the surface of the moon. It's you know, or a little rover or something like that. It's self-sustainable business that pays for itself and makes a profit.
All right. Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and head of the Planetary Science Institute, based right here in Tucson. And your website is psi.edu. And I urge everybody, take a look at the website, become a member. Dr. Sykes, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, our live line presented. Dr. Mark Sykes was on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We've got Dave Ramsey and his very popular show, presented by Ramsey Solutions. That is coming up next here on KVOI. On behalf of my fine engineer producer, John Couch, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon. Be with you again tomorrow, 12:04.